Peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture for meditation this evening is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 13, beginning with the first verse. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, you may have heard the story about Olesya Zhukovska. It was on the front page of, it is still on the front page of Wells.net, and it was on many media outlets worldwide. It was a couple weeks ago, during when all the violence started up in the Ukraine. Olesya is a medical professional living in Ukraine, and also a member of our sister congregation over there, Ukrainian Lutheran Church. When the violence broke out, she thought she would travel to Kiev and help out the wounded and the dying. But then on February 20th, things came to a head. Snipers started picking off people one by one, and the police officers opened up their machine guns on the protesters. Olesya was wearing a shirt that marked her as a medic, and a sniper took aim at her and shot her right here in the throat. As she lay there bleeding through her neck, she tweeted out, "I am done." When you hear stories like that and similar ones, you may wonder to yourself, why do bad things happen to good people? Why would God allow this to happen? Why does God allow tragedies in our lives? There are questions that we can ask, but only God knows the answer. We do know that He uses such tragedies to strike fear into our hearts, to remind us of our sins and our own mortality. So today He reminds us to come before Him in repentance. Jesus talked about two such tragedies in our text for today. Now He talked about a tower that fell on 18 men and killed them all. Now why exactly this tower fell? Was it a terrorist attack? Was it a natural disaster? Was it an engineering mistake? We don't know. It doesn't matter. Or they talked about a group of people who were offering sacrifices to God when Pilate came and slaughtered them all, mixing their own blood with the blood of their sacrifices. Again, was this punishment for some sin they committed? Was it retribution for something they did? Was it persecution? We don't know. Nor does it matter. There are two horrible tragedies. And we might question God, why would He allow these things to happen. Those Jews were offering him sacrifices, and God allowed them to be killed. It was as if a gunman would come in here and shoot us all down tonight. How could God let it happen? There must be a reason, right? God must be punishing them for one sin or another. I tell you, no, Jesus said in response to such thinking. Those people didn't die such a horrible death as a direct result of sin. Now, sure, tragedies may come about in a general way because of sin, but not every tragedy is a result of a specific sin. So we don't dare claim that this or that happened to those people because of this or that sin. And it also doesn't mean that those who didn't die in the tragedies are somehow better. It's not as if those who offered the sacrifices without being killed were better than those who were killed. It's not as if those who didn't die when the tower fell were better than those who did die. And that'd be like saying that a person whose house was not destroyed by a tornado must be a better person than the one who did have his house destroyed. No, we're all sinners. None of us is any better than anyone else. We're all deserving of death. And tragedy should strike us all. So when tragedies strike, we remember it of our own mortality. We're reminded that death, it might be just around the corner for us all. And no one is going to escape death. All of us are sinners who deserve death, and when we die, there's not going to be second chances. When we die, we will face judgment. And we all know the judgment that we deserve. Well, tragedies then lead us to repentance. And that's the point Jesus makes tonight. Repent, or you too will perish. If we don't repent of our sins, a worse fate awaits us than those who had the tower fall on top of them. We will suffer forever in hell. So we turn away from our sins. What we had done before is now evil in our eyes. Our actions are now detestable and wicked in our minds. We want nothing to do with them, for they are sinning, for they are sins against our Lord God. So instead of making excuses for our sins or trying to justify our actions, we confess our sins to God. Guilt weighs heavy upon us. We feel horrible for sinning against our Lord. So we confess our sins in deep felt sorrow. And we know that He forgives us. We won't die eternally for our sins because God sent His Son, Jesus. And it was Jesus who suffered for our sins. It was Jesus who died on the cross for our sake. He was forsaken by His Father as He became guilty of everything we have done wrong and suffered the eternal consequences for our actions. Those people who are offering sacrifices, those people who had a tower fell on top of them, they may not have died that way because of that sin. They were innocent, you can say. But how much more didn't Jesus not deserve to die? Not once did Jesus sin. Not once did He rebel against God. And yet, He was crucified. And yet, He did die because He took all our sins upon Himself. He did that so He can give us His perfect life. Our sins have been removed and paid for by Christ. We no longer look at God as our judge. He doesn't measure us by how good we do, but rather what His Son has done for us. He grants us His free grace and mercy. So when tragedies happen, we are reminded of our own sins and mortality. So we go before God in true repentance and know that Christ has paid for our sins and we are freely forgiven. But there is one more thing we do when tragedy strikes. We thank God that we are spared and we make the most out of the opportunity He gives us. That's Jesus' point in His parable. He was going to cut that tree down, but the gardener convinces him to give him more time. That's what God has done with you. Because tragedy hasn't struck you yet. You're still alive. It may have struck people you know or people close to you, but you are still here. Many people might feel guilty about that. Why did God take that person's life, but not mine? Why did God spare me and not my loved one? The simple and correct answer is simply because it is God's will. God wanted to keep you around, and so He did. Because God has plans for you. He extends your time of grace. He gives you time. So instead of questioning the Lord's decisions or feeling guilty, you make the most out of the time that God has extended to you. No, He doesn't give you more time simply to enjoy the things of this world. He gives you more time to serve Him, more time to obey Him, to do His will, to show love to Him, and to show love to others. He gives you time to repent. He doesn't want anyone to perish. So He's slow to anger and abounding in love and gives you time, giving you a chance to repent of your sins and turn back to Him. He gives you time to lead others to repentance, to share with them God's word and God's will so that they may turn from their evil actions and turn back to Him. He gives you time to spread the gospel, to share the message of Christ with others, to tell them how He suffered for their sins, how He died in their place, to assure them that it is nothing they have done or can do that earns eternal life, but is freely given to us and receive through faith in Jesus Christ, which the Holy Spirit works in us through the gospel. God has spared you to hear that gospel. So if you want to be assured of your place in life when tragedy happens, get in the gospel. Read the word. Be reminded that the wages of sin is death and that we deserve damnation. But hear that Christ has paid for your sins, that He has suffered through eternal damnation. Be reminded of the love and mercy of Christ. Remember your baptisms, that through your baptism the Holy Spirit washed away your sins and made you His own dear child. Through your baptisms, we have been crucified with Christ and are clothed with the righteous robe of our Savior. Receive Christ's true body in with and under the bread and the wine. Receive it on a regular basis, whenever you get the chance. For through it, He gives you the forgiveness of sins as you receive the very thing He poured out and gave up for the forgiveness of sins. Christ gives you time. Time to repent. Time to believe and confess Him as our Savior. The tragedies we face in this life seem all too common. And they may cause us to wonder why God allows these bad things to happen in the first place. But they also serve to remind us of our sins, of what our sins deserve. They bring to the forefront our own mortality. So we go before God in repentance and know that the only one who has ever been innocent has died in our place. It's only through His suffering and His death that our sins have been removed. Alessia, she didn't die. She was rushed to the hospital and surgery was performed on her, and now she is still living. God still has plans for Alessia. And He still has plans for you. He has extended your time of grace. Don't waste God's gift. Repent, confessing your sins. Know that He forgives you, and serve the Lord, producing fruits of faith, and spread the gospel, so that others may be brought to faith and live with you and your Savior forever in heaven. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated as we gather the offering. A reminder to please sign the guest book registers that are located on the inside of each pew at this time.